LAFM and 7SD, do have Glenn here, and it's always good to have a local expert on our show. And joining me from Bishops is Julia Higgins, who is a partner, and she's been there for 17 years, so she knows her stuff. And today we're talking about family law, and in particular, social media and family law. Welcome to The Drive Home, Julia. So can information uploaded by a party on Facebook or Instagram be used in a family law case?
So in family law cases, the judge hearing the case has a discretion to allow the evidence, and the evidence which has been uploaded onto Facebook or Instagram, it needs to be relevant to one of the issues in dispute in the case. So, for example, in a parenting case, a parent might be making an allegation against the other parent that they are using drugs, which of course raises the issue about that party's parenting capacity. So if the parent has uploaded onto Facebook some pictures of them at a party engaging in illegal activity or messages trying to source drugs, that information can be very useful for the judge.
So can the court prevent someone from using social media?
Yes. We see this issue arising quite a lot in cases involving children. So, for example, if one party is posting on Facebook actually about a case that's before the court, then the courts can make an order to prevent that party from uploading that information online. It can be very serious because in family law cases, the information is confidential, and that's for a very good reason. It's because we are talking about very sensitive and personal information. So parties can be committing an offence by uploading information onto social media platforms, but judges can actually make injunctive orders preventing parties from uploading that information.
When it comes to digital recordings, is there a trend that family lawyers are seeing?
Absolutely. It is very common for a client to come to an appointment to see me, and they will present to me a, in most cases, it's a video. It's a video which they have taken on their smartphone, and in most of the times it's without the other person's permission or their knowledge, and they will play that to me and they will want to know whether they can use that information that they've obtained on their recording to really bolster or assist their own case.
I'm guessing there's some privacy problems there.
There are absolutely issues. There are issues as to whether or not they have committed a criminal offence. We have legislation here in Tasmania which regulates the recording of private conversations. So that's the first thing we need to look at. Well, have they now committed an illegal activity? But in family law cases, we're really looking at two issues. We're looking at, well, one, was this recording obtained illegally? And secondly, look, at the end of the day, the information on the recording, is it going to be relevant to the issues in the case? So is it going to be of some assistance to the judge when he's trying to determine the outcome for the parties involved?
Are there other issues we should be aware of?
Absolutely. We're always communicating to our client that once you post information up onto social media, the information is out there, even for both your intended and your unintended audience. So you might have your settings on privacy, but that often doesn't stop the information trickling back to the other party through third parties and mutual friends, and the information still then becoming available in your family law case. So certainly we always say to our clients, look, be very careful. Always think twice about what you're putting onto your social media accounts. And because it could have an implication for you in your case.
Now, if people want more information on family law, social media and family law, and at your firm Bishops, where can they go?
We do have a website. Our website is bishops.com.au. We also have a Facebook account. So you can find us on Facebook
as well. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Julia Higgins, a partner at Bishops Law Firm, joining me today. She is a local expert. Get in contact if you want any information on family law. We'll put this interview up on our local expert page under the Drive Home page on LAFM or 7sd.com.au. And if you would like to become a local expert and join me on the Drive Home, make sure you get in contact with LAFM or 7SD during business hours.